your source for on-campus news, culture, and sports. New editions come out every Monday and Thursday. For breaking news as well as amazing videos and blogs, check out ubc.ca.
Unearthing the depths of contemporary cassettes and vinyl undergrounds, ranging from DIY bedroom pop and garage rock all the way to harsh noise and, of course, drone. Pop Drone, every Wednesday at 10 to 11:30 a.m. at CITR 101.9 FM.
My advice to young girls would be, go home after school.
Sorry to cut into Bjork. I'm sure that people are furious. That new album sounds great. You're listening to 101.9 CITR. How do I celebrate Family Day and Black History Month all in one song? Oh, I'll tell you how. This is the Parts Unknown Show.
In the morning, I get some places. I meet some girl. I gotta say, hi, baby. Morning, I get to town. I meet some lads. I gotta say, hi, brother. Hi, brother. I dig it. Come on. I tell you what the peace means. A man next to you is your brother. You gotta respect him. Matero. I met some girls. I got to say, hi, baby. Hi, baby. Hi, baby. When I wake up in the morning, meet some boy. I gotta say, hi, brother. Hi, brother. Hi, brother. I dig it. Come on. Yeah, come on, baby.
Oh,
Fabulous job from Ngozi family out of Zambia in the late 70s. They had a song called Hi Babe. I played that one time before. Truly love it. I, for the next hour, going to play nothing but black entertainers, singers, songwriters, guitar players, drummers. I am a indie rock fan. My name's Chris Horrific, so it will probably be as such. I like rap, but I am going to steer clear because I got a list of about 20 acts that are so fantastic. This is a band from Philadelphia. They call themselves Desdemonas. This is the very first track from their self-titled album released this year. Happy Family Day to you, Ngozi family. I don't know if they're an actual family. What keeps doing that? Can you hear that clicking? Anyway, let's play some Desdemonas. Black History Month show of mine would be complete without Exuma. I love his first two albums, and I haven't heard much else of his stuff. But he does a Rolling Stones cover. I can't remember which one, but one day I will play it. But I already have a cover all set today. That song was Snake from their third album. That's a hard one to find because it's not on the first or second. And those albums are pretty amazing. I would suggest, if it gets reissued, I'm sure it has a couple times, pluck it, even if it is $30. A lot of money, I know, especially living in this cruel city that we call Vancouver, or as my friend Jarrett calls it, Stinktown. That's not very nice. I also played the likes of TV on the Radio, Wolf Like Me from, I believe, The Return to Cookie Mountain. Mountain Full of Cookies. You know, I don't think you would be returning to Cookie Mountain because it's all eaten up by me. ESG had a little instrumental that I bet hip hop guys just love. It's just that solid beat called, Sticks. Tiny Sticks. From the 1983 album, Come Away with ESG. I think they're ESG stands for Electric Sound Group or something like that. Think About Life from Montreal, Quebec had the song Serious Chords from their self-titled debut release 2003. Got a chance to play with them about 15 years ago, and they would not remember me. Desdemona's had the song The South Shall Never Rise Again. Let's hope so. Speaking of the South, I am going down south to the wilds of New Orleans to see the Emperor Ernie K. Doe strut his stuff. I played this a couple weeks ago, and I need to play it again because I got a whole bunch of emails. Some of my ardent admirers and fans did not hear that show, even though I podcasted it, but they decided that they want to hear this song live, so I will grant them their wish. Here Come the Girls by New Orleans, Louisiana's Ernie K. Doe on the Parts Unknown Show.
Girls, girls, girls. young days are dull. Tricks you slime with love and kisses made a comeback sign. Insufficient funds. Loving days are done. A text you sign with the love and kiss a later come back shine. Insufficient fun, y'all get to that.
Amazing job from Funkadelic off their Maggot Brain album that was released. It was one of their earlier masterpieces. Osmium is Parliament, forget it. Yeah, the same bands, isn't it? Parliament and Funkadelic? Yes, okay. I love that song, and I like when George Clinton's songs are not so funky. I like, sometimes he's kind of got a pop rock kind of feel to a couple of his tunes. I thought that that was one of them. A song called, where is it? Can you get to that? I can. Good. I also played the likes of, many things. Death had a album in 1975 called, there was one reissue that was really, really well received, and then they tried again and reissued a whole bunch of B-sides, and that was the first track from the B-side album, and I really liked that song. It's called Views. Equals Diversion. Apparently made popular by Ty Segall, but what rockin' tune that he covered hasn't been more enhanced. A lot of people had no idea who Gigi Allin was until that little ragamuffin Ty Segall covered Don't Talk to Me, that Gigi Allin classic, but I knew it before Ty Segall ever heard it. I'm not sure if that's true. Black Murder, funky little project from the 70s. They had a song called Prophet. Of course, had some Exuma, had some TV on the Radio, ESG. We go on with some very heavy, focused punk rock with South Africa's National Wake. This is a tune that was reissued by Light in the Attic Records. And this is the song International News.
Like official Bam from
awesome song by Fancy Rosie, 1977's Punk Police. That reverb is off the charts. Very nice. The song was lovely, and I know that there was a sore thumb sticking out in the form of the Younger Lovers. They had an old track. These are all old tracks, and I thought, hey, why not do some old tracks? Heavy, funky, amazing hour of music in praise and support and honor of Black History Month this month, 2018. I also played the likes of Bad Brains, their 1979 album. It wasn't really released until years later. They had a full length that had all the songs that you know and love, like Pay to Come. But there was earlier versions of it. Some say better versions of it. I would say that Black Dots, the album, Bad Brains, the band, Washington, D.C., the town that they lived. Pure Hell had the song No Rules from their Noise Addiction album, released in 1978. National Wake had a fabulous song called International News. And we end off on a very, very sad but soft tone. You would hear this song as the last song in the movie Killer of Sheep. I give you, to end off the hour, the great, the late Dinah Washington.
This bitter earth, well, what fruit it bears, what good is love, that no one shares. And if my life is like the dust, ooh, that hides the glow of a rose, but what good am I? Heaven only knows. Lord, this bitter earth. Yes, can be so cold. Today you're young, too soon you're old, but while a voice within me cries, I'm sure someone may answer my call, and this bitter earth so bitter after all.
Tune in every Thursday from 11 p.m. till midnight for Copy and Paste with your host Tim, aka Autonomy, the very best in underground dance music.
I hate this computer so much. This is 101.9 CITR. This is... Oh, you're going to play nice now? I don't think this is going to play nice, but I'm going to try. Yeah, I'm not mad at you anymore. Let's try this one then. Let's try this one then.
Is Koko Hamamatsu talking about koi fish in a pond, or the youth at CITR and Discorder? Get info on your wares, services, or events directly to students, musicians, artists, and all the coolest cats from Bellingham to Squamish by advertising with CITR and Discorder, on air, in print, or online. This can be your reality if you email us at advertising@CITR.ca or call 604-822-4342. Visit CITR.ca for rates and packages.
Oh, Kikoi-san, konnichiwa.